When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The Big Sur area is trying to weather the timber fire. Yesterday afternoon, Caltrans reopened a 10-mile stretch of Highway 1. Most of the evacuation orders have now been reduced to warnings, but as KCBS's Scott Cohen tells us, fire hit the area's tourism industry particularly hard.
The timber fire hasn't damaged any structures, but it's threatened hundreds and sent tourists fleeing at the worst possible time.
When the fire came through at our busiest month of the year, it was quite a gut punch.
Because, says Chamber of Commerce President Kirk Gaffel, who also owns the Nepenthe restaurant, the area was just bouncing back from 3 years of closures on Highway 1 due to storm damage. The highway only just reopened in January, only to close again for the timber fire, starting the losses piling up again.
We were losing upwards of $70,000 in revenue per day. The hotels, resort properties such as Alila Ventana and Post Ranch Inn and Deachin's, they were also sustaining quite severe losses in revenue.
Now those tourist mainstays are back, or at least in the process of reopening. Still closed for now, the area's four state parks. You can get the latest on what's open and plan your trip at BigSurCalifornia.org. Scott Cohn, KCBS.
The need continues to grow. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges with the surge in demand across the country for food banks, with the cost of essential goods going up.
Dave is one of the many in need of housing and food.
We stay at Salvation Army, and they help you try to find a house, an apartment. Yeah. Like, he just got getting an apartment next week.
Record levels of need at local food banks, now serving hundreds of thousands of people monthly, 1 in 6 Silicon Valley residents currently using a food bank. Trish Garcia, operations manager for Martha's Kitchen, says anything helps.
And it doesn't have to be a billionaire that helps out. One meal, one $3 meal, you know, can change the world. And, you know, there's a Mother Teresa saying, if you can't feed them all, feed at least one.
In the Silicon Valley, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
From a photo contest to a revamped logo, Oakland's airport is trying to put itself on the map for air travelers looking for an easier way to fly into the Bay Area. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more from the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Airport.
We'll start with the photo contest. The winner of the employee entry was Francisco Flores, a duty manager at OAK.
Francisco's entry is a beautiful shot of a Southwest aircraft on our airfield.
Spokesperson Kaylee Scan says the contest was to celebrate National Aviation Day, but also to boost interest in the airport, which has been losing air travelers and airlines in recent years. But Frontier Airlines just returned with daily nonstop flights to Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to have Frontier back here at Oakland.
Airport Executive Director Christy McKinney says they've upgraded almost every aspect of the facility, from new shops and restaurants to new restrooms.
The restrooms that we've redone are five-star hotel restrooms. That's one of the number one features passengers care about.
The airport also recently changed its logo and name to Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport, in part to attract travelers who may not realize that Oakland is in the Bay Area. At OAK, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
AI continuing to reshape the job market, especially for younger workers who are just starting to enter the workforce. KCBS's Mike DeWald with how some recent college grads are navigating their new careers.
Much like millennials grew up as the internet was being born, Gen Z is having that same experience with the introduction and evolution of AI.
It kind of feels like I'm living in a moment of history where, like, things are changing very quickly.
Logan Falserano is an engineering student.
The barrier to entry is so low. Like, you can write software on your own computer by yourself and make an impact.
Eugene Senemu is a Princeton grad from Ghana, now working in the Bay Area.
I wanted to push myself a little faster than I was going at school. So I was like, if I switch to computer science, I could learn like so much outside of the classroom.
Both are part of Future Force at Salesforce, the equivalent of an internship program. Susanna De La Santi leads talent acquisition at Salesforce. She says while some entry-level jobs are going away, young people are also coming in with a more developed skill set, thanks in part to AI.
They're coming in with a faster ramp.
The Future Force program has a reverse mentor component where participants try to solve some of the company's most pressing challenges.
They basically reinvented their solutions for those problems.
In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Bay Area tech firms are not just driving the stock market, they're also steering the overall U.S. economy. KCBS's Jason Brooks with the impact of AI spending.
Corporate earnings were up 50% in the second quarter, and spending on artificial intelligence infrastructure provided the fuel.
We know that a good portion of this was really driven by the private investments by Alphabet and Amazon.
Adam Phillips is managing director of investments at EP Wealth Advisors, and he says AI spending is spreading throughout the economy.
They don't have to be technology companies to benefit. They could be part of that build-out. They could be part of the tools and machinery and electricity that are needed to power this investment in new technology.
The U.S. economy rose a tepid 1.5% in the second quarter, and AI spending was responsible for half of that gain. Something to keep in mind as market concerns over an AI bubble continue to percolate.
If this AI momentum goes away, then that could bring stock prices down and actually reverse some of that wealth effect that we've really come to rely on.
Nearly 4 in 10 global fund managers told a Bank of America survey that AI spending is the biggest potential source of a systemic credit event. Jason Brooks, KCBS.
In an effort to prevent doxing and targeted harassment against immigrants, California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill this weekend expanding the state's Safe at Home program. To tell us more about this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, and we're speaking with Bill Hing, professor of law and migration studies at the University of San Francisco. Good morning, Professor Hing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Appreciate it very much. So what does this new law actually change for immigration nonprofit workers in California?
Well, the primary focus is actually an expansion of a provision that's been on the books since 1999. Basically, it shields the addresses of domestic violence survivors, elder abuse victims, and reproductive and gender-affirming healthcare workers. So the reason that this bill is necessary is because Republicans in Congress and the president have begun to target agencies that provide services to immigrants, to non-citizens. And this is one area where there's been some evidence that the administration's trying to look at records of programs that provide services to these domestic violence survivors.
Critics say the law could potentially protect people from scrutiny. How does the legislation distinguish between legitimate journalism and doxing or harassment?
Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, it's about privacy. And it was considered uncontroversial until early April when Republicans were trying to shine a light on bad behavior, referring to a prominent YouTuber whose content includes following immigrant workers in blue cities and accusing them of committing fraud. So basically, what this bill does is it makes sure that this doesn't cover somebody who is a legitimate member of the press. But when somebody is trying to attack an agency for providing services to non-citizens, that's where the line is drawn. It has to do with people that are trying to commit fraud on the agency.
You mentioned a YouTuber. Are you speaking about Nick Shirley? Is that who you were thinking of there?
Yeah, because some people are calling it the Stop Nick Shirley Act. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, could you explain a little bit more about why the bill is connected to Nick Shirley?
Well, what he did was, Nick Shirley is this person who is infamous for trying to just basically look at blue cities where there are immigrant workers, and he's accusing non-citizens of going to agencies that are helping them to commit immigration fraud. Because if you've been the victim of a crime and you're a non-citizen, you can apply for protection. There's U visas and trafficking visas that are available. And he's claiming that these agencies are committing fraud by helping somebody who's not been a victim to apply for these visas. Nothing that he's done has actually uncovered anything that is legitimate. He's just making these false accusations.
When the protections take effect in 2027, what would immigration nonprofit workers need to potentially do to qualify for the Safe at Home program?
Yeah, what they've got to do is they've got to demonstrate that they're providing conventional services, that they're not doing anything out of the ordinary. And they have to basically state and affirmatively show that their services are kind of uniformly applied to non-citizens and citizens alike. And nothing more than that. It's not threatening to the agencies at all.
Understood. All right. Professor Bill Hing, we thank you so much for your time on this Sunday afternoon. Good night.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
News, if you like to eat salads, safe to do so again. Apparently, Jennifer Hodges tells us, lettuce has been given the all clear.
With thousands of people sickened by cyclospora across the country, the state of California has been lucky with under 50 cases.
That's even lower than where we were last year, which is about 80.
Now health officials say the tainted products are gone and people should feel safe eating their lettuce again. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is a professor of medicine and infectious disease specialist at UCSF.
I don't think we have to throw out any of our foods at this moment in California, but we do need to practice our usual food safety good protocols.
The latest outbreak was difficult to trace because it came from one of the largest produce distributors in North America. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.